Can you summarise the research behind the theory of food addiction?
There is a body of work on laboratory animals, which tends to be studying individual food components such as sugars, and there is some evidence there that there may be consequences of consuming those things like sugar under particular dietary regimes that will then affect the way the brain responds to that stimulus. So we can say that the brain probably responds to some dietary components in much the same way that it actually responds to drugs of abuse. But that's because we've evolved to find consuming particular dietary components rewarding. That probably defines why we find particular foods palatable and why we find them rewarding. So those systems are there from an evolutionary kind of history. And what's now happening is that the drugs of abuse are effectively hijacking those systems and providing a super stimulus through similar pathways. But it's very difficult to translate what the rodent does directly into the human context, because the rodent doesn't have control over its environment in the same way that we do.